Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to just say some few words in light of Acts chapter 5, just to record it and to put it on the webpage so that those who were not here can think about chapter 5 again, or can at least have some type of encouragement for today. At the day, or tonight, what I was focused on was Ananias and Sapphira. You know, it's very easy to kind of point the finger at them that they are, you know, bad people at this time. But to keep in mind, the Bible says there's no one righteous, not even one. And we all have had temptations at times, and we have all succumbed to temptations. And I was thinking about how the world thinks of success. You know, according to the world, or according to the flesh, success means beating out the next guy. I remember when I was a young adult, there used to be it was a book or something. It was called Looking Out for Number One. And everybody, you know, and that's why you even hear me on these meetings sometimes talk about not having that roller derby mentality, or that competition mentality, because that is not of the Lord anymore. The Bible tells me that I am a new creation in Christ. So I don't try to outshine anyone, because God has given each of us a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. So I'm not trying to outshine anyone. When I try to outshine somebody, then that means that I'm really giving into jealousy, just like we listened at the end of this reading about how the Pharisees were jealous of what they were seeing happening in this community of believers. But I think that in a way, Ananias and Sapphira were covetousness, or they had covetousness or jealousy toward what Barnabas was. You know, in the chapter before, Barnabas was a kind and a generous man, and I'm sure his gift to the church brought much admiration. You know, people were probably going, whoa, look, you know. And Barnabas, of course, did not do it to get that type of admiration. But a person who's in their flesh, if they see another person getting that type of admiration, they want it. Because in the flesh, we believe that when we're in our flesh, we believe that we our affirmation and our commendation, you know, that we look to men to do that. That if, you know, people have to see what we're doing. So that's why we have to do the self-promoting, and so that they can affirm us and commend us. But God says, no, that's not the way. When we come to the Lord, we have been crucified with Christ, and that means that we look to Him for our affirmation and commendation, and we are not trying to outdo anybody anymore. That's not what we're about. And another place in Galatians where Paul writes is right at the beginning. He says that, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Well, let me pray. Father, we want to learn from the Bible. We're different. We're not who we used to be. We're not trying to outdo each other. And we definitely are not about dishonesty. Ananias and Sapphira, they learned the hard way. Because this was such a new beginning, not unlike the beginning that people had in Joshua's day. When Joshua was starting out and the people were starting out, you know, the same thing with Achan, trying to be dishonest about something. And God stepped in and he removed Achan from that pure situation. And the same thing is happening here. And Father, we do not want to learn the hard way. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. Help us to remember that we are different. We don't take our cues from the world. We take it from your word. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen.